And it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
That would bless your heart. This next song that we're going to be doing, I've been wanting to share with you ladies for a couple of years, but it just hasn't been right. And this opportunity just came up, and it was such a perfect thing. It's a song that talks about God's holiness. In our message on Sunday, Pastor Massey was touched on the holiness of God and how at times we forget how holy he is. And this song proclaims God's holiness and the costly price that was paid in order for us to enter into the throne room to worship the one and only God, the great I Am. In Exodus 3, verse 5, it says, Moses was at the bush and he's at the burning bush, and he said, God said to him, "Do not draw near to this place. Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground."
To the Holy of Holies, I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you, I worship you, Lord, I worship you, I worship you, for your name. I enter through the blood of
your name is holy, holy.
Thank you for the price.
So every year at retreat that I have led worship, we have done a theme song. And I'm sitting on the chair wrong. That's not a good idea. And I have always spent a lot of time in prayer to figure out what we could do as a theme song that would match to encourage our hearts. And this year's one, I came across very quickly before I even had the theme. In fact, 4 months before I had the theme. And then when I got the theme, I thought, maybe it doesn't go. But I'm going to share a little bit, very personal thing with you to help you kind of understand where my thoughts were on this. When I came here permanently in 2009, I was a very, very broken person. It's going to be hard. I loved the Lord and I had walked with him for many years, but life had not been easy. And it had left me shaken, weary, and very broken. I did not feel worthy of being part of the church, to stand there and sing with people or be there. I even felt like I didn't deserve to be in my own family. I felt worthless. And I could not imagine how God could possibly use me. But God always meets us right where we're at. He made us. No one else will ever know us better or love us more deeply. I'm a person who sees things in pictures. I'm very visual. And one day, while wallowing in my unworthiness and my self-pity, I found myself reading 2 Corinthians 4, 6 through 10. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. I began to imagine an earthen vessel, nothing fancy, just a little brown clay jar. But all I could see was the cracks and the holes. Then I thought about Jesus, the risen Savior, indwelling my little broken jar, and the light of his life shining out through the cracks and my brokenness. Those verses took on a whole new meaning, which led me to Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You might be wondering what this has to do with our theme song and Hearts on Fire. In order for our hearts to be on fire, we have to surrender to Jesus Christ and allow him to take his rightful place in our lives. He is the light, the fire burning in us. It is no longer I, but Christ in me. I'm going to look forward to the day that we all get to sing this song together. We're going to raise the roof. But today we're going to sing it with just a few of you. It's really easy to learn. It's beautiful. The words are perfect because we cannot have a heart on fire without Jesus Christ. It has to be him in us. This is called Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness.